Nitter's return reopens the platform access legal front. Nitter and Xcancel, open source alternative frontends for X that strip tracking and allow account-free browsing, resumed service after receiving legal advice, a formulation that strongly implies their lawyers concluded operating such services is defensible. The announcement drew 337 comments on a GitHub commit link, an extraordinary figure that reflects how charged the underlying legal questions have become. The platform war over scraping and alternative frontends has run since Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, encompassing aggressive rate limiting in 2023, API pricing changes that shuttered most third-party clients, and cease and desist pressure on services like Nitter. The phrase after legal advice signals that someone has done the analysis and identified defensible ground. Whether grounded in fair use doctrine, the right to access content that users voluntarily posted publicly, or another legal theory entirely. The core unresolved question is whether a platform can use terms of service to effectively privatize speech that its users chose to make public. Courts have not cleanly resolved that issue, and the antitrust dimension, whether blocking alternative frontends constitutes exclusionary conduct under frameworks dating to the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, adds further complexity. The distinction courts draw is not between dominant market share and smaller share, but between competing effectively and using a dominant position to foreclose competition in ways that harm consumers. Whether API pricing and terms of service enforcement against alternative clients crosses that line remains, as of Nitter's return, an open question.